Hello to all my chaverim, Yishir Torah's Moshe, and around the world. We are continuing on our shir on Mishnayos, Maseches Moikatan, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel, which in the Gemara is on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. And we're going to start with a little introduction, Hakdama. It says in Shulchan Aruch Arachayin, Siman Tav Kuf Mem He Sif Aleph, also left the Chalamoid, not allowed to write on Chalamoid. And in Sif Hey there in the Ramah says, and we were noyik to be machmer, even the ksiva shalanu, our types of writing, tehi ksav meshita, which is called ksav meshita. Now in the Sif Aleph and Sharetzion, Aris Ches explains what ksav meshita is. He says there also is dakos king ksav rashi or ksav shalanu, thin writing, script writing, I would assume, even if you do it in the style of Rashi or a regular script, that he says you should be machmer. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Lamed He says there are some achronim say that in our medinos we are knowing to be mekel in our this ksav meshita, and our ksav is not a maisa uman, and they have something that you can be samach on them. And if a person wants to be machmer, he can be machmer for himself, and then we are knowing to take the top row of your writing and make it kind of curved, so it's not so, it doesn't look so fancy. The Dirshu in Os 27 says, if someone's writing Chiddush Torah, a Chalamoid, which it's mentioned in Shulchan Aruch a little later in Sif Tes, that you can write it on the Chalamoid so you won't forget it. So the Mishnah Berurah there at Sifkat Mem Zion says, still, you should make some kind of a Shinoi and to write it in the Ksav Meshita, and if you have to write it in a square, the more formal type of writing, you should break the letters so they're not so formally done correctly. And if someone finds an Aveda and he wants to hang up a sign to let people know that there's an Aveda that was found, Rav Chaim Kanievsky in Archos Rabbeinu Chelek Beis Amud Kuf Chaf Hey says you should write the top row a curve crooked, and also it's brought in his Sefer. Mishpat HaVeda in Siman Reish Samach Zayin Siv Gimel Sherei Tzedek Siv Katan Chav Zayin. Now we're back into the actual Mishnah, and the Mishnah says Eil Kosel Moed, even though we said in Arik Dama you're not supposed to write in Chol Moed, certain things the Mishnah says you can write in Chol Moed. Tiferet Yisrael says because it's a Havad Dover Avad, and other things also, if you don't write it might get lost. So which things can be written on Chol Moed? Kiddushei Nashim, the Mishnah says, Rashi and Rav explained, you write in a shtar, right? Mekadesh is li, then because an isha is nikness b'shtar, kesh shtar and bia, shtar is one of them, and you mekadesh the woman, even though the shtar does not have a shabbat bruto. And the Rav adds on, and therefore you can write in a Chol Moed, because you're afraid, shemi can admen or akar, someone else might get it, beat you to the punch, and you lose the woman, she'll marry someone else. It's a davar ha'avid. So Israel says, also, shtari psikta, what is the tanayim for that you have by chasna? You can write them because maybe the person will back out for his obligations. The Dirshu Siman Tav Kuf Mem Hei Os 21 says, nowadays, we don't write in the shtari tanayim all the details of what people are obligating to each other. You just write the words in kimaduber, as we discussed. So, Das Rabbi Yashiv Eliashiv and Sefer Azikaren Vakshitara Cholam Moed Amud Tav Ayin Beis, that if they already made a kenyan on these hischaivas of the different parties, and they wrote it down, remembrance of what they said, like it's normally nog, and now they're in Cholam Moed, they want to make the gathering of the Tanan, they should fill out all these the Shtar Tanan beforehand before Cholam Moed. The next thing the Mishnah says we can do on Chol Moed, we can write his gittin. The Rav says, a person wants to leave on his caravan, and if he doesn't write the get now, maybe she'll end up as an aguna. Also, shofrim, the Mishnah says, receipts. The Rav says, because if the lova says, I'm not going to pay off my debt if you don't write me a receipt, if you don't listen to him, he'll go on his way, and you'll end up losing the money that you won't get paid. That's what it says from the Ran, talking about where the Malfa lost the Sharchov, he won't be able to collect later on. And the Merkiyasi says, because if he did have a Sharchov, he can just return the Shtar, and he wouldn't have to write a receipt. Verse Rav says, maybe the problem is that the Lova won't have any money later on. Now he has the money, so write the receipt and get your money. Otherwise, you might not get it later on. Daitiki, the next thing Mishnah says we can write is Daitiki. Rashi says it's a will, Shtar Tzava. Rav says it's a Matnash Chimera. Someone is on his deathbed and he wants to give his property, he wants to give his assets away. And Daitiki means Dotehe the Mekim Leos. This is where you should get your collect from. Because the Divrei Shchimira is Kichsuvim Midurin Mesurim Dam. If he says something, it's as if he wrote it down. You can write it down for him. Mishnah says, Nimuki Yesu says, still, you have, even though it's his word is his bond, if he's a Shchimira, the Edom have to write down what he said, because maybe he'll be gone by the time the Yantuf is over, and we won't have any record of what he actually said. Matana, a gift, Rav says, Matanis Bari, a regular person who's healthy, wants to give a gift, and if you don't write it down, the person who was supposed to receive the gift might lose out because maybe the person willing to give the gift now will change his mind. Tassian says, not that he's actually going to change his mind, because if there was no kinyan, the fact that he says he wants to give something won't help anyway, but he might just back from what he said. He said, I didn't really say that. And the Lashon Aran is, if we don't write down his edus, he'll say, nah, it never happened. The next thing the Mishnah says, you could write down in Chol Moed is Prisbalin. Rashi Rav says, so that your money won't get, Shmuti won't come at the end of the year and take away any money that you had owed to you. He'll lose your money. The Rav adds, what is this word, prisbin? It means pris bully and pris booty. Like pris is a takana for the bully, the rich people, that they won't be over what it says in the Torah, in Varam Perak Tasva, Pasuk Tes, Yisham Lacha, Pen Yeh Dover, Im Levach Bial. Be careful that you won't be over the halachas. And takana laniyam, it's a takana, the pris booty for the aniyam too, they'll find money available to borrow. Buli means Ashirim and Buti is Anim. So it's a kind of for the rich people to make sure that they'll loan, because they'll know they'll be able to collect because it's a principal. The kind of for the Anim, they'll have money available for them. And Hilus Masakal and principal, the star that you write in it, Moser Nihilachem, you tell Bez, I'm handing over to you. Ploni, Ploni, Hadayanim. Shakol, Star, Shiashli, Aploni, any claim I have on someone else. Agveno calls Machiar, so I'll be able to collect anytime I want. And then Shemitah will not be Meshamet his loan, because it says if Bezin was really Gaveh his Chov. And we don't, doesn't fit into the Pasuk anymore of Lo Yigos his Chavero, because the loan belongs to Bezin. The Meir says the reason why you should write a Chalamoy is because maybe you won't find a worthy Bezin after Chalamoy. So the Bezin is available now, write a Chalamoy. Igra Shom, the next thing the Mishnah says, if you write a Chalamoy, is Igra Shom, which Rashi explains that Bezin estimated they were Shom, the field, and they gave it to other people who had some collection against somebody else. Rav says, Bezin estimated what the nechasim of the loaf were, and they gave it to the malva. Tesis Yantov says, brings from the tour simatavkuf memhei, like the Rav. It's talking about a loan. And Yerushalmi says, igwashum is when you estimate for the assumim. And he says that it's possible to think that the tour and the Rav were also talking based on the Yerushalmi. Their pshat was also dealing with the assumim. Igros Mazon, the next thing in the Mishnah, Rashi Rav says, someone was makabel to feed the daughter of his new wife, not his daughter, and the Rav says in his first pshat that Bezin sold the karka in order to sustain the woman and her daughters, and they write a Maisa Bezin based on this. The Tzadik asks on the pshat that he was makabel to finance the food for his wife's daughter. How's it any different than a matana? What's the big chiddush? Tversi Rol says, which seems to me like might be the terrorist to this kasha, the Tosfos Yantif, that even though it's similar somewhat to a shtar chov, he's machayev himself, and that we're not machayev, when we don't write a shtar chov like we have in Mishnah Dalet. Here it's different. He wants to pay it right away, and maybe the Edom will be gone later on, and he'll deny the kinyan, and she won't have anything for to eat. But a shtar chov, they were talking about what they believe one to the other, as we'll see in Mishnah Dalet. The next thing is Shtar Chalitza. The Mishnah says you can write, the first row says, a Shtar that she did Chalitza in front of a Beis Din, and the Nusach of the Shtar is written in the Rif in Yevamah Staf Mem Amin Aleph. The Talmud Rabbi Yechiel Miparis writes that maybe she'll go on her way after the Moed and she won't have a chance to do the Chalitza. Meiri says, maybe someone else will want to marry her right after the Moed, so she needs to do the Chalitza now. She'll be free to get married right after the Yantif. Umi'unim, you write that mi'unim. Rav says, a katana whose mother or brothers married her off, she can refuse to stay with her husband and say, I don't want to stay married with him anymore. And she goes out, even without a get, mi'unim is good enough. And the shtar that we write is for the Eidus that she actually did this. That's called the shtar mi'unim. The Siyantif says from the Ran, if you don't write the shtar now, maybe she'll mature. She'll have two Cyrus after the Moed, and she's too late then to do the Mian, and she'll have to be stuck with him against her will. Meiri says the same reason the Shtar Chalitza, that maybe it won't be available later on, or she'll have someone ready to marry afterwards. The Shtar Berurah in the Mishnah says next, what is that? You can read on Chol HaMoed. Rashi says they picked out a Beis Din, some pick this time, some pick the others, and the Rav says they chose it. They tell you the same thing, and they write a shtar that the Bali Dina won't go back on the Dayanim that they picked. Taisiyanta brings to the Ran that maybe one of the parties will leave, and the piece that they came together to write the shtar Berurah will be lost. Meiri says, if they go back and they won't have it written down who they chose and they'll change their mind later, maybe they won't find Dayanim who are hogun like these. The next thing the Mishnah says is Gzeres Beis Din. Rashi and the Rav say Psak Din, that the Dayanim are paskind. The Tosfos Yantar says from the Ran that if you don't write the Psak right away, maybe they'll forget and they won't paskin the same way later on. Rashi and the Ksav Yad writes it. Here, the Beis Din happens to be here, so right, they might not be around later on. Meiri says, we're talking about the Xeris of Malchus and Nidui, that if you don't write it down now, maybe they'll forget later on the Chomer of the Xeris that they wanted to mete out. The other next thing we can write in Chol HaMoed is Igaris Shel Rishus. Rashi Rav says, it's a Tzivui and a Kiyum of the Shiltein, of the government. And Rabbi Akiva Eger adds, just like we have in Avos Altizvada the Rishus, that's what the Rishus is, the government, and it says they also have a Sahirin Rishus, and some Mepharish, it means an Igeris of Shilas Shalom. You're just writing a letter, a friendly letter to someone, from one friend to another. Taisus Yantar says, according to the first shot, that it was the government thing, he says from the Ran, that it's also talking about with the Nasi, he gave Rishus to someone to be a Dayan and say to everyone what his Psak is. It's called Pisco de Ravanusa. And once he has this Rishus from the Nasi to be a Dayan, if he makes a mistake, he doesn't have to pay. And if there's no Shtar, he's going to end up having to pay from his own earnings if he made a mistake. And according to the second shot, he brings in the Rambam because a person isn't so careful and it's like a Maisa Hedget and it has to be for the Tzorach HaMoed. So a personal letter, according to this, a person isn't so medayik to make it so fancy, but it should still be the Tzorach HaMoed. The Rifa says it's talking about letters between Chaverim. Oh, because when they chaverim write each other, it adds to the Simchas Chag, and that's why it's okay to do it on Chol HaMoed. There's a rush is mater, friendly letters between each other, only if there's a Davar Avod involved. The Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Siman Tav Kuf Mem Hei Sif Hei says that the Igar Shalom, that a person presents to his friend, even if it's about business, which is not Avuda, would be okay. The Ramah says some Asher in the Shilas Shalom, and we know it to be Machmer, even our Ksiva, which is the Ksiva's Meshita. The Mishnah Berurah is Sifkat Lamed Hei, and some Achronim write that in our Medinas, we are Noi to be Mekel, as long as it's the Ksav Meshita, it's just a cursive writing. And also, our Ksav is not a Maisa Omen, and they have much to be Samech on these Mechelim. If you want to be Machri, be Machri for yourself. Dirshu Os 23 writes, Das Rib Shom Zaman Arabach, in Shmir Shamas Hochasa, Parak Samach Vav Harit, Reishit Allah, that it's also to print a Chalamoid from a computer printer. Anything it's not a Devar Ovid or it's a Chalamoid. Since just by pressing on the button to get the printer to print, that's also a Maisa Mamash. You shouldn't do that on Chalamoid. Nissan Karela, it's a Chutshani, Chalamoid, Amit Reish Mem Tes, and Kuv Tzadik Beis writes that it's considered a Maisa Oman. Any Malacha that produces something which is very fancy, that's a Maisa Oman, even though you didn't need to be an Oman to do it. Okay? You just had the machine printed for you. Still, it's considered the Maisa of the person is connected to the machine, and it's like he himself did a Maisa Omen. As far as typing with on your computer keyboard, or in Chalamoid, or Aliyashiv, and Sefer Zikaran, and Vakshi Torah, Chalamoid, Omen Tafayin Gil, and Omen Tafshin, and Gimel writes, it's not considered a Ksiva, and you can type on your keyboard on Chalamoid. Check also in Yoni about what about if you want to take pictures, and if you want to record with a tape recorder, can you do that with Chalamoid as well? Check over there. Now we're up to Maseches Moed Kut and Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is in the Daf Yud Ches Mabez. And the Mishnah says, Ein Kaisen Shari Chov B'Moed. We alluded to this previously. You can't write a Shari Chov on Moed. The Rav says, since you could write it after the Moed. So the Yantar says, because you don't have to worry about a person wants say he'll deny this, like we had by the Matana, because since he's loaning him money, he's not going to be, the Pasuk says, he won't be a lover Rasha of Alei Shalom, and he says, we're talking about where we believe one another, so it's not Devar Ovid, so you don't have to write this Shari Chov until after Yantav. But if you don't believe, trust each other, Rashi says, the Malva to the Lova, and the Rav says, and you're not going to loan him money without a shtar, and the Lova needs the money, then you could write it. So Israel says, the Lova needs the money, even if he needs it to make a business profit, that's also considered something you can write down. Tur Simon Kuf Kuf Mem Hei says, no, it's only mutter for Tzarchi Hamoid. And the Rama says, it's mutter if he's going to use the money in the Chalamoid, even though he's not using it for Tzarech HaMoed. Mishnah Berurah Siman Tav Kuf Mem Hei Sif Katan Lamed Zayin says, if you won't be available after the Chalamoid money to loan out, then you can write it down because it's Devar Avod. Dir Shulos 29 writes from Shem Zalman Arbach in Shmir Shabbos Kolchasa Perak Samach Zayin Erol Ayin Dalet, that if you are borrowing the money to make your business increased, that's not considered Devar Ovid. It's just like stopping profit, and you can't write that loan down because you can't write something like down on Chalamoid. But if the person who is receiving the loan, it's an extra special large loan that isn't available any other time, then it's mutter, because it's like someone going to Yerid, a marketplace, which is only set at certain times, as in Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Tes, Sivkat Yud Ches, that any exceptional profit which is not found normally, that's considered a Devar Ovid. Oh, the Mishnah says, Oshin Lamal Yochel. If a person doesn't have what to eat, Rashi and Rav say the cipher needs the business of writing, and Rav adds on, he can then write it and collect his money, the cipher, because if someone doesn't have food to eat, he's allowed to work and collect earnings. The Magen Avraham in Siman Tav Kuf Mem Beis, if Aleph says, we're talking about he's so poor he doesn't even have bread and water. Dirshu Siman Tav Kuf Mem Beis, Os 9, brings from Rav Nissim Karelas and Chutsh Shani Chale Amoid Amit Reish Chavav, the Chalamoid Pesach. If it turns out he doesn't have any matzah on Chalamoid Pesach, even though he has enough to satiate himself with other foods, he still could work in order to buy matzahs. So maybe this is, I'm just thinking to myself right now, maybe this is going to the Vilna Goin, that there's a mitzvah every bite of matzah, you know, Pesach, even though it's not a mitzvah, you have to do it, but if you are eating, you are Makai in the mitzvah. So here we let him work a holomoy to buy matzahs. Mishnah Berurah says there in Sukkot and Zion, brings the Magen Avraham, the Siman Tav Kuf Lamed Daled, that has to be done, this work that he's doing in order to buy the matzahs. Should be doing this work privately, because someone who's watching won't realize that he's such a poor person. Still, if it's impossible to do this type of work privately, he can do it even for Hesia, since he doesn't have what to eat. The Mishnah says, "In cousins for him, filling a mezuzah b'moed." Don't write those things on Chol Hamoed, Mikyas says, but for Tzarech HaMitzvah, even if he's writing for himself and not to sell to others, he could do it. The Dirshu in Os Tav Kuf Mem Hei Os Vav, Os 1, brings from the Kaf HaChaim, Sifkat and Yud Dalet, as far as Chol Hamoed Sukkos, that if one of the three Sifrei Torah that were set aside for Simchas Torah had a psul, he could fix them on Chol Hamoed and shouldn't have depend on the fact, oh, he can just be good at one of the two Sfarim, other ones that are kosher. There's a Torah Chatzibra for wait for the Glida from one end to the other, and also Simchas Chatzanim, each of the Chasnei Torah and the Chasn of the Antif. It's a big simcha that each one should have his own sefer, and there's extra kavod Torah this way. So fix your sefer Torah on Chol Hamoed. Also, Mishnah says, "Ein magiyin os echad afilu b'sefer Ezra or Ha'azara." Different gears there. Don't fix even one letter in this sefer. Rashi says it's the sefer Torah of Ezra, but he also says he heard Azara with a hay, and the pshat is it was a sefer that was checked by Ezra. It was in the Azara, and from there they would correct every other sefer that was in the Golos, and in the Gola, and outside of the Beis Hamikdash. The Rav says Sefer Torah. We're talking about that the Kohen Gadol reads on Yom Kippur, and even though it's a Sarach Rabbim, don't fix it on Chol Hamoed. Israel says because he's not going to need it on Chol Hamoed, he needs Yom Kippur, so it's not a Sarach Hamoed, so it's awesome. Even though you're not supposed to keep a sefer by your that wasn't corrected, if you keep a sefer hanging around, that's possible. You're even alive. Amina Kabbalah, al tishchem be'alecha afla. Still, this karech b'dachem to be eiker even a mitzvah de'araisa with a sefer al-taisa. Kol shekein a mitzvah de'kabbalah, they could tell you just don't do it. Like we haven't Yivam Estav Tzach Mabez and check in Yisub Estav Yutes Mabez. Shulchan Aruch HaRachayin Simen Tavkuf Memei Sif Beis says, yeah, that it seems to him, the Mishnah Berurah, that there's no Sefer Torah that's kosher to be read Bitzibar. You can fix it on Chol Hamoed in order to read it Bitzibar. The Mishnah Berurah in that was the Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim the Tavkuf Memei Sif Beis, but the Mishnah Berurah says in Sefkat Nevav, Tzarech HaMoed, it is considered Tzarech HaMoed, even a Ma'is Omen would be kosher for that. Mishnah Berurah in Sefkat Zion says, also, if it's missing any letter or any word, you could write that in on Chol Hamoed. And the Dirshu 07 says, if there's only one Sefer, even it's missing the tagi and the crowns on top of the letters, which is not ma'akav. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein in Sefer Sekar of Akshi Torah, Chol Hamoed, Amud Tav Samach Hei Gimel writes that it's mutter to fix on Chol Hamoed and checks Shemir Shabbos Chol Chasa Perek Samach Ches Ha'ara Lamed Hei. He has a problem with Rabbi Moshe's heter to fix these tagim that are not ma'akiv. The Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Kais v'nadim tefillin mezuzas l'atzmo. You can write the tefillin mezuzas for yourself. Rashi and the Rav says, v'makayim the mitzvah. But for a tzibur, to sell it to them, that's business, that's considered malacha. The Tiferes Yisrael says, even if he doesn't need an amoid, he can write the tefillin mezuzas achol amoid. Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim, Simen Tav Kuf Mem Dalet Sif Aleph, says in the Ramah, Davka Tzarchei Rabbam, which is something which is needed for the Gufa Adam, that you can do on Chol Hamoed. But other Tzarchei Mitzvah is also to do Malachas Umen in the Chol Hamoed. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Ches writes, that he means the mila of the mitzvah doesn't help to be matur because of this malachas omen, even though you're going to need it on the moed. The Dirsha Oz 14 says the fact that Rabbi Yehuda was matur to write Tehillim Mitzvahs for himself, as it's paskin in Shulchan Aruch Simen Tav Kuf Mem Hei Sif Gimel, and in Mishnah Berurah over there Sif Kot and Yud, even though it's malachas omen, we allow him to write this, and we only allow it for the Torah, the Ma'alas HaMitzvah. It's written in the Shaza Shuvah HaRashbach, Elekdalat Simen Shin Chav Vav, that Tulam Mezuzahs have a different din, because a person needs them, and there's not even a small amount of time that he can be without his tefillin and mezuzahs. And also about what he was mad the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Tav Reish Lamed Zayin Sif Aleph to build a sukkah on Chol HaMoed. The Bir Halacha writes there, a different maskal osa, that because of the mitzvah, it's a mitzvah all the 7 days of the chag to be in a sukkah, just like we were matzah to write tefillin mezuzahs for himself, since it's a mitzvah noheges all hours, here too, the sukkah you can fix. This is Daf Yud Testament after Rav Maskel Rav Yossi says, it's not a right from here that you should put tefillin on Chol HaMoed, because maybe Rehud is just writing for himself. He holds in Perek HaMotzi tefillin in Erev and Daf Tzadik Vav and Beis that Shabbos is Mont tefillin. Okay? And in Halachas Kedailis, we have a Pesach. It's Aser to put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Okay? And so we don't put him on Chol HaMoed. The Shulchan Aruch Simen Lamed Aleph Sif Beis, the Mechaber and the Ramah have an argument whether you should put tefillin on a Chol HaMoed. Check it out over there. Mishnah continues with Tova al Yerecho Tcheles L'Tzitzaso. She wants to put together Tcheles and her Tzitzis and make Tzitzis. She should do it by putting it on her thigh and spinning it. Rashi Rav says you put the thread on the thigh and you rub your hands and it becomes spun by itself, but he shouldn't do it with his normal method with his fingers and not with a spinner, an actual device, the way the Dolmet would do it on Chol HaMoed. The Rav adds, the halacha is that a person can spin his tcheles for his baguette, whether he's using a spinner, a device, or whether he's using a stone. What do you mean by a stone? Tashiyah says, what's the pshat in Rashi about stone, is that he hangs the stone from the thread, so it makes it easier to spin. Tashiyah says, don't use the device, because, you know, if it's done with a sewing machine type of thing, where it would spin around and around in a wheel, that makes a lot of noise, av shetuva, and that's what we paskin, don't do that. This is Daf Yud Testament Aleph, the Rimas with Tova Yerecho writes, this means do it with a shinoi, but fillin, you can't be mishana, because you have to end up with ksiva tam, has to be perfectly written well, and our Mishnah doesn't talk about fillin and tzitzis. Maybe there is no issur. The only issur might be for writing and the spinning of the threads. That's our shiur today. Any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at sheldon_rothman@yahoo.com or my phone number 0522449331. Have a good day.